New efforts are underway today to slow the rampant spread of coronavirus across the country. Bars in Nevada will close at midnight. And later this evening in Kentucky, people will be ordered to wear masks in public for 30 days.
And despite coronavirus cases in Florida, President Trump visits the state today to greet supporters and meet with military leaders. The president has decided to postpone tomorrow night's rally in New Hampshire, he says, because of Tropical Storm Fay. Let's bring in our Friday Politics Roundtable. Kimberly Atkins, Washington correspondent for WBUR, and Aisha Roscoe, NPR's White House reporter. Welcome to both of you. And President Trump told Fox News' Sean Hannity last night that his administration is doing what he called an incredible job on the coronavirus, and he faulted advisors, including Dr. Anthony Fauci, for any missteps.
They've been wrong about a lot of things, including face masks. Maybe they're wrong, maybe not. But a lot of them said, don't wear a mask, don't wear a mask. And now they're saying, wear a mask. So a lot of mistakes were made.
So he's casting doubt on the advice of his own health experts now as the coronavirus spirals out of control in this country. Aisha, are others in the White House or other powerful Republicans on Capitol Hill worried about what the president is doing and saying when it comes to COVID-19?
I think that there is a general worry about the White House's handling of the coronavirus, and there has to be a worry about his right now. The polling on his handling of the coronavirus is deeply negative. I believe it's in the high 60s percents saying they disapprove of President Trump's handling of the coronavirus. So I think it's definitely a concern. And when you look at the way that he's talked about things, even when it comes to, say, opening schools, and he's pushing for that, it sounds almost like when he was talking about pushing for reopening. He wants these things to happen, but he's not laying out the groundwork for how that happens or providing that leadership. And we see now how that reopening went and how you're seeing states as a whole pulling back in many ways.
Kimberly, is this strategy, if it is a strategy from the president, to push for reopening, even against the advice of experts in many cases, is it a gamble for the president?
Well, it certainly is. And you're seeing that with the splintering and the uneven footing and the reaction of his own administration. Aisha is absolutely right. This week, we saw the president really push for the reopening of schools using his Twitter handle as sort of a bludgeon to try to get his own administration, which laid out guidelines months ago about reopening and with benchmarks that these states have not hit. And really get them to change. At first, we saw a little dance with CDC Director Robert Redfield, who initially said that they might modify the guidelines for schools and had to go back and say, no, we're not going to modify the guidelines for schools, but we're going to work with each school system individually to try to get it open. We're seeing this happen in real time with members of his own administration trying to please both the president while also trying to adhere to their own guidelines that are set on science. We've also seen the president has not spoken to Dr. Fauci, a member of his task force, for 2 months, according to Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci has been the one person who's been fairly consistent in saying that the United States is not where it needs to be, that it is not doing better in other states, contrary to what the president says, and that we'll be in real trouble if people don't really adhere to the social distancing, adhere to staying away from each other, keeping bars and restaurants and other indoor facilities mm-hmm. closed down. And so you see that tension there playing out.
Well, Joe Biden sees an opening, and he's been hammering the president on his coronavirus response. Yesterday, he even challenged the president on his signature issue, the economy, jobs, and manufacturing. Here's Biden unveiling a $700 billion plan he's calling Build Back Better.
He promised to bring back jobs, but manufacturing was in recession even before COVID-19. He promised to buy Americans, but then he let federal contractors double the rate of offshoring jobs in his first 18 months. I'm going to change that.
Aisha, why this strategy from Biden?
Well, it seems like what Biden is trying to do is to take some of what President Trump has done, you know, with the Buy America. I mean, and that's not something that originated with President Trump, but it's something that Trump has capitalized on. This, you know, focus on America, focus on, you know, we need to build more, we need to manufacture more in America. That Biden is trying to take that, but he's also trying to, you know, set himself apart from Trump and say, look, he says he's about, you know, Trump is about the stock market, and I, Biden, I'm about the average person and the average worker, and I'm going to help you. So I'm going to raise taxes on corporations, but I'm going to help the middle class, the working class, and I'm going to do this thing that people like, which Trump talks about a lot. I'm going to try to bring more manufacturing back. So he's trying to take what Trump has done and what he still gets high marks for and trying to kind of flip it around a bit.
Right. Kimberly, how likely is it that Biden can compete with Trump on the economy? Because it's one of the few issues where voters still seem to be behind the president. Even if you look at the unemployment rate, it's at the highest level since it's been since the Great Depression.
Well, it is an opening there for Joe Biden, and his campaign certainly sees it as one. Yes, the economy was what the president thought he was going to run on, is one thing that you saw a lot of the working class folks in some of those swing states were staying with him largely, even through other economic downturns, like when farming got hit and other things. They largely stuck with him. This economic downturn is so massive, and with no clear end in sight to this pandemic, there might be some erosion there in that support that the president is counting on. So clearly, Joe Biden is going straight for that, trying to peel people off from the margins there in that working class constituency.
Let me look forward with each of you, because, you know, the protests over racial justice have fallen a little bit off the radar as the cases of coronavirus have surged, and that's really taken the headlines. As Congress comes back, I'll go to you, Aisha. Do you expect another push on things like police reform and another big package on COVID-19 relief as some of the loans, emergency relief, starts to run out across the country? Are they going to get a lot of stuff done right now in the lead up to like the political conventions?
I think that COVID-19, something will have to be done. You know, when Kimberly's talking about how bad the economy is doing right now, and then you have, like I said earlier, you have a lot of states having to pull back. That's affecting jobs. And so I think there is something that's going to have to be done on that. On police reform, I think it's a lot more, there are a lot more questions about what they're going to be able to do. The House has its measures, and the Senate has had, you know, a different form, and it's not clear that there's any movement for compromise on that, and whether there's any real push to actually come together and, you know, work together on that to get something done. And I don't know if that's going to be there when they come back, especially because they're going to have to hammer out something when it comes to the coronavirus. They're going to have to do something on that, and that's going to be a really heavy lift.
Kimberly, looking forward, we're also probably going to hear in the next few weeks who Joe Biden picks as his vice presidential candidate. Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth has been in the headlines because of a blistering opinion piece she wrote yesterday in The New York Times, pushing back on Fox News host Tucker Carlson, who questioned her patriotism. She, of course, is a combat veteran, and she wrote about herself, "These titanium legs don't buckle." Is she getting serious attention by the Biden campaign, or who are you looking at?
Well, she's certainly getting attention from us in the public right now because of this spat. And she's sort of in the middle now of what this is looking like, a coordinated approach by Republicans to really cast people who show any support of efforts to rethink monuments, remove monuments, as destructive to the country. We've seen a number of members of the GOP, as well as Tucker Carlson, doing this. And this has raised her profile in the way that she has fought back against this. We are waiting till August when Joe Biden makes this pick. There's a lot of considerations here. Some say that he needs to pick a woman of color, which Tammy Duckworth is, but some folks want specifically a black woman given the current Black Lives Matter movement. Others are saying that Elizabeth Warren has the greatest pull. It's still an open question here, and I can't wait to see what the vice president does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Aisha, how do you expect this campaign now to shift? We're heading into the middle of July by now, and the conventions are just a little bit more than a month away. How do you expect things to speed up or ramp up here?
Well, you're seeing on Biden's side, you're seeing him putting out more policies and really trying to, you know, get out there in a way, because everything was kind of shut down because of the coronavirus. So you're seeing him trying to actually to get his message out and to not just necessarily be the anti-Trump, although that's been working for him. But on Trump's side, I think that they're still trying to figure out how to deal with Biden and how to define them. How to define Biden, and they just have not done it yet. And they're going to have to do it. Time is running out. And it's interesting to me that they continue on this line where they're saying that really Biden, he may be okay, but it's the people behind him that are going to be a problem. So we'll see what happens with that.
All right. Ayesha Roscoe, NPR White House reporter, and Kimberly Atkins, Washington correspondent for WBUR. Thanks to you both. Have a good weekend.
You too.
You.